Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They have been really good against good starting pitchers. And I think what was impressive about what they did to Cole last night is that Gerrit Cole had put together back-to-back dominant Cy Young caliber starts against Baltimore and Tampa Bay. And yeah. I think the assumption was, well, Gerrit Cole's back. And if you're a Yankee fan, you're ecstatic about that. And the New York Mets, and trailing in this game too, when Gleyber hit that home run early off Sean Manaea, which caused a lot of angst in our Mets text chat, they responded by hitting three home runs off of him and tagging him for six runs in 5 2/3 innings. So I think to beat Gerrit Cole as it looks like he's turning his season around in a big moment for the Yankees, and again, another example of beating up a really good starting pitcher, makes it very sweet.
And could have been more damage, but Soto made an unbelievable catch.
Yes.
Unbelievable catch? Not really.
It was an okay
catch.
He
misread the ball. Made up for it, made an easy catch look a lot harder than
it is. Can we not rip Juan Soto too much, Luke?
Continue, Tommy.
No, no, no.
Matter of fact, I'm going to send Juan Soto.
Juan Soto is a top five player in baseball. He has the best eye in baseball. He is elite. He is not good defensively.
Okay.
He's not.
That's fine, but why are we saying that right now? Like, is there a reason?
Because you guys said something that was inaccurate. That he made a great catch.
No, I didn't say he made a great catch. Sean May said he made a great catch.
Thought it was a great catch.
First of all, why are we arguing about a stupid catch in the second inning of this game?
Right. I was trying to give the Mets more credit that it could have been more damage.
I thought we were here to argue, but aren't.
Argue about that?
Yeah, why not? We're here to argue sports. Sports talk, guys.
You argue when you want to argue about real stuff, not about a fly ball to right field in a game in which the Mets kicked the Yankees' ass on if it was a good catch or a bad catch or a mediocre catch. Nobody cares.
Right. The future of WFN does not need fake arguments. That's all.
Okay. Thank you. We got to shut their mics off, Tiki.
I hear you.
Let's go to Charlie.
I don't know what they're talking about. Right.
Me neither.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.